solely from the actual act of doing Gilui HaRayis. There are a lot of other air, a lot of well,
Levels.
levels of sub Isurim or areas of this. Maybe it's only us to do the act itself, but to come close to the woman, whether it's in hugging, kissing, etc., maybe that's not us, sir. Just like a nazir who's not allowed to drink wine, but he's not even allowed to drink grapes. So too, any isha who's not yours, it's also to even come close with a negiya at all. Okay, so the Gemara here sheds light a drop that there is a, it's actually this week's parasha. It's interesting. Nazir. That Nazir is the De'oraisa precedent for Nikius. Because a Nazir, why do we care if he eats grapes? What's so bad about grapes?
To get to get her.
Exactly. Because since we don't want you to drink the wine, if you're involved in grapes, you're going to want to drink wine. That means that the not drinking the grapes is kind of like a nikkios. It means that I have no interest in this whole concept. Why? Because grapes are dangerous. They represent a certain type of, call it a freedom or a certain type of emotion. And I don't want to have anything to do with grapes. It doesn't drive me, it doesn't pull me. Habet maniflu divrei maimarize. Come see how precise is this chazal. Ki himshul esa iser hazel nazir. Asher afal pi sheikra iser. Ein other shtiyas yain. The whole iser is wine. In the usul la teru akum asher yesh la shaychus ima yain. You're not allowed to drink anything with shaychus to wine. Vahaya zel limbo. Shalim la teru lachachavim. So the Torah set Naziris as a precedent for all future Nidarim the Chazal would want to make on Isur. Gam kol the dummy lay. Anything which is close to it. Vinimtsa. It's an unbelievable idea. Whatever it is, the Chazal would consider to do by other averis, the Torah itself already did when it comes to the other. So the Torah created those boundaries. The anything which has to do with his nose or next to it.
Why did Tony specifically pick Nazir as the prime example?
Well, the concept of the Nazir is that he's trying to distance himself from these things. So therefore, Chazal is telling us, oh, you want to distance yourself? Let me show you what it means to distance yourself. So I'm going to use this as an example because this is the guy who's bringing upon himself to distance himself from certain things. So, oh, you want to distance yourself from wine? Let me show you the Torah's version of distance in this. Don't when you great. Okay, I don't want to be Tama Mason. Stay far away from basic forest, et cetera, et cetera. And then the rest goes, go from here. Okay, now I'm going to bring you a raya to each one of these categories. How in our mind, in our action, and even in our thoughts, and even in the way we, even in all of our senses, there's room to create barriers and distance between us and the avera. She's going to go through all five senses, essentially. Bemaisa, in action. Hainu negiya is touching, the sense of touch. So that's an obvious one. It's not just Bechidish, that the Avera is not only the physical act of an act of intimacy or whatever, even any sort of hugging or any sort of contact is also Aser. Now, there is well-known machlokas about shaking hands with women in a business type of setting. There are those that say that it's permitted because it doesn't bring a chiba. It's not being done to create a relationship between the two people. As those that argue that it's bound to, and person will end up, it's very hard to control oneself or whatever. And therefore, it's aser. And based on that, it's aser, it could be it's even Yahar Valyavo.
What does that mean?
I mean, the person would even have to give up their life potentially before doing that, because part of the Issa of Arias. So,
So only Arias and Nazir the Archuk as the Raisa?
don't know if he's saying even.
Is he saying the Chachamim learned from Nazir?
Right, I don't know if Arias is the Raisa. The sikrav, not everyone holds it a deraisa.
Yahar Yaver applies to each, what's it called, all of the
Of Israel.
Amizrahi. Yeah.
So how can that not be a deraisa?
It's deraisa because it's of Israel derais. It
Hashem
was brought
is
in.
there a
Was
chibuk
it
like.
brought in? Here, one second. Yeah, that I'm just saying there is a shita in your sharing, it's not the raisa. I don't know if we're passing like that, right? I'm not sure. So debate. Whoa, okay. Bereiah, let's talk about sight, the sense of vision. Amuzal, Yad li Yad lo yinakira, kamaratz and mois. So look how far Chazal go. Anybody that passes over one to the other, and he wants an excuse to see the hand of the woman, he is bound to get Gehenim. But when you play Mahutu, kapara, anybody that looks into any part of a isha, even if it's a part which is revealed, so it's not like it's still considered being mistaken because the nishmarta makal davaran isha. So bottom line is, this is obviously a whole topic by itself, right? But the histaklos, looking at at a woman in order to enjoy the histaklos would be an issur d'oraisa. That's essentially what he's saying. And that means, but I hear your point. So I'm getting a little confused now. Meaning to say, the Torah made this harhaka, so it's like nazir, or we're kind of applying it.
No, a rice, if I was maybe the rice, but the question really is past the rice. Let's see all other things that we're really getting at in the kiosk, right?
But saying his stock was also there, so.
He's saying his time was in the
So you're
rice.
saying,
Yeah, but I'm saying, how do you know how to apply when Nishmaritim to mean, don't know, not to eat like
right?
unhealthy, like not to eat too much chocolate after the Valentine?
I was out here.
I think he's trying to explain that there's a certain expectation of Nakirs that the Torah gives us, and it goes far, so far that it applies to many, many of our other senses. I think that's the overall idea he's saying. Let me see if I can get a better Havana in it, but try to look into it a little further.
Thank you.